This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which they stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Ms. Butler-Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Power?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon? Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Rich?
Here.
Madam President, the roll call revealed 11 present, 2 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of August 29th, 2017?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements from members of council? Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I'm going to have to leave tonight no later than around 7:10. I have another commitment I have to get to tonight.
Okay, thank you. Introduction of ordinances. We have none. Oh, wait. You changed it. Okay. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, with the exception of those items that require Board or Commission's recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 17081, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of the Cassett County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2018 capital budget. Ordinance 17082, amend the FY 2018 capital budget appropriately of $23,506 from the Clerk of Peace Technology Fee account for the Cloud Vehicle Project for the purchase of an unmanned aerial vehicle by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 17083, amend the grants budget appropriate for federal grant award of $2,719 from the United States Department of Justice Victims of Crime Act Victim Assistance Program through the Delaware Criminal Justice Council to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety's Criminal Justice Council, Newcastle County Police Department, expansion of Victim Services Grant. Ordinance 17084, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget, increase the authorized position count of the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police Operations by adding 2 additional victims and officers. Ordinance 17085, amend the grant budget appropriate $1,340,000 in funds from the Delaware State Housing Authority to fund neighborhood housing program 2 grant, which will be administered by the Department of Human Services. Ordinance 17086, amend the grant budget to realign $95,650.74 in federal grant, federal funds in the 2016 Development Block Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 17087, amend the grant budget to realign $396,693.11 in federal funds and appropriate $82,736.61 in additional program income funds within the FY 2017 Community Development Block Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 170888, amend the grants budget appropriate an additional $87,053 in federal funding from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Community Development Block Grant FY 2018, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 17089, amend the grants budget appropriate an additional $32,594 in federal funding from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Home Investment Partnership Program FY 2018, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 17090 to amend the Castle County Code Chapter 2 Administration Article 2 County Council Section 2.02101, maintaining copies of rules regarding updates and or revisions to the rules of the Castle County Council. Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 17055, East Side Shout Cross Lake Road, North Side Gray Lag Road, and west of US 13. 65.39 acres from S Suburban to ST Suburban Transition.
Next is reports from select and special committees. May I please have the reports from committees of council, starting with Finance Committee? Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Today's Administrative Finance Committee meeting, we had 3 resolutions and no ordinances. 3 resolutions were, 2 were to propose changes to council rules. The third one is a special resolution that asked the county executive to prioritize all capital projects based on health, safety, or welfare of the public, then no later than September 19th of this month. Also, as I said, no ordinances under other. It was a pretty meaty other agenda. We had a presentation by the finance department and the CFO, Mr. Maxwell, on all the functions performed by finance for county council, and this is part of our ongoing discussion about what systems council may want to take on and separate from the rest of the government administration. But there'll be further discussions on that issue. We had a discussion about having, on the next item, having our complement of appointees to the Investment Advisory Board, and we were alerted that we need to get on that task. There was also a presentation about a large failure in the Christina Force main, a sewer main, one of the most important sewer mains in the county, with the associated cost repair, and that was certainly an eye-opener, and we're going to be looking at tackling that down the road. It's a very serious capital, emergency capital project. We entertained a Newcastle County grant request, and we approved five grants, and nothing under expense and revenue roundtable. And then we adjourned the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. And Public Safety Committee, Councilman Smiley.
Really?
No.
No.
That hasn't changed.
It's Councilman Bell.
And Councilman Bell?
That's okay. That's fine. Thank you, Madam President. We had a very productive Public Safety Committee meeting this afternoon. We had three ordinances, one to amend the capital budget, one to amend the grants budget, and one to amend the approved operating budget. The first one was to appropriate $23,506 from the Clerk of the Peace Technology fee account to assist our county police department with the purchase of an unmanned aerial vehicle. The second came to us from the United States Department of Justice Victims Assistance Program in the amount of $302,719 to assist our police department with the expansion of victim services within the county. And the third was actually the increase in authorized position count for the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police, and that was to add two additional victim assistance officers to the staff. We had an update on the 911 center operation and staffing by Chief Miller, an update and overview of the unmanned aircraft system program of our county police department, an overview and summary of the pop-up PAL play areas in various communities throughout Newcastle County, and an update on the next police academy.
Thank you. Personnel Subcommittee, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We met at 5:30 today to discuss personnel matters.
And then the Executive Committee met today to discuss a committee assignments. We continued that, and also an update on a legal matter in executive session. There are no items on the consent calendar. Presentations. Mr. Powers, motion.
I move that we go out of order to do an item J.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Reported?
I move that resolution 17-175 be placed before council, read by title only, for consideration and adoption. I move that 17-172 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Excuse me. I think it's 175, Bill.
Yeah. Okay. Somehow I got on the wrong.
Second.
175. 17-175.
Resolution 17-175. Congratulations and best wishes to Michael Caruso Davis for receiving the Boomer Esiason Foundation's Male Athlete of the Year.
Mr. Powers?
Yes. Title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing hearing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Hearing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17175.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Dilworth?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll for reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R17175 is passed. Now back to any, are there any other presentations?
I move that we go back into order.
Second.
And presentation by Mr. Powers.
Guess do we need a vote on that?
We do. No. All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Hearing none? That Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Councilman Bell and whoever wants to come up. This is Michael Caruso Davis, and he's now an athlete of the year for the Living Edison Foundation for the statue here at June. It's named after the former NFL quarterback, and is a program that encourages people with cystic fibrosis to incorporate exercise in their everyday life. That provides athletes with a way to raise money and offer an avenue for athletic evidence and contribute to fight against the disease. Cystic fibrosis is an inherited disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. It changes the result of sticky thick mucus within the everyday system. Tissue and organs can become dry and dry. And Michael, and part of this is James Kuhn. It was written, we wrote this in June. We had just gotten out of the middle school. He's 14 years old from Townsend. He lives in CF on a daily basis. He was diagnosed as a newborn screening when he was 3 weeks old. His lungs operated 75%. Michael says that running with CF is like running with a nose clip and breathing in and out through a straw for the entire time. He has overcome many challenges. He takes over 3 pills a day, and spends more than 2 hours on breathing equipment, but finds that exercise and playing sports to stave off the impact of the disease. He's now a ninth grader in Middletown High School and has missed more than 50 days of school because of disease. However, he still remains on their honor roll. Michael has been playing lacrosse, because it says folks, he's now there, lacrosse in Middletown High in the fall. Michael, this part really is a lot. Recently completed the New York City half marathon race, which consists of 13.1 miles. He raised $25,000 for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. He participated in an 18-mile run in July and is scheduled to run a marathon in September. Both runs are in Long Beach Island, not Long Island, Long Beach Island, New Jersey. Michael has expressed that he's not only fighting for himself, for those who see it. I knew there was a lot to it. I'm not his counselor. I got a call today. I just said, I think he lives in Dallas District, but he lives probably right in between both of us. But that was really good what you did. And I wanted to make sure.
Thank you. Michael, you are an amazing and inspiring young man.
What Michael doesn't know is he raised $25,000, and this evening, Councilman Powers and I have agreed to do an additional $1,000 grant towards assisting my girls in this game.
Thank you so much. Does any other member of council wish to make a presentation? Seeing none, and moving on, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions.
Are you stopping?
Okay. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up at the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After that particular resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. Next, we have R17172, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that Resolution 17-172 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17-172 to amend Rule 2.3 of the Newcastle County Council Rules of Procedure regarding deadlines for submission of legislation.
Yes, as discussed in committee this afternoon, this resolution clarifies some of the wording within our rules, clarifying working days versus working business days, and gives a Friday deadline for submission when there is a Monday holiday.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17-172.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Hartling Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R17-172 is passed. Next, R17-173, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that R17-173 be read by title only and placed before council for tabling.
Second.
Resolution 17-173 to amend Rule 1.3 of the Newcastle County Council Rules of Procedure regarding maintaining the record of rule changes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
I move that Resolution 17-173 be tabled.
Second.
Is anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17-173.
It's to have a table.
To have a table.
Have a table.
We just the voice.
It's just a voice.
Just a voice vote?
Yeah.
I thought we voted on the last one.
Oh, no.
We did. We voted.
Yeah.
This is table.
Okay.
Just all those in favor.
Didn't we vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
None against? None? It is tabled. Let's see. R17173 is tabled. R17174, Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I would request the resolution 17-174 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17174 requesting that the county executive provide to the Newcastle County Council by no later than September 19, 2017, a summary of all pending approved capital projects to be identified by dollar amount and to prioritize such projects according to perceived risk to the health, safety, or welfare of the public, and further provide a summary of all available funding for such projects.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, I need to apologize to Councilman Cartier and just clarify on the record that Councilman Cartier is a co-sponsor, and with that, it's as per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17-174.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartling-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R-17174 is passed. Now moving on to ordinances, there are none. For adoption under item I, item J, moved. Item K, introduction consideration of emergency ordinances, none. Public comment, does anyone have from the public wish to address council? Yes, please come over and sign in. You'll come up, state your name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Hello.
At the record show, I did not do that.
At the record
just
show,
because
I have
she's
the only
next
light.
To me.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast.
My name is Peggy Schultz. I live in the Pike Creek area. My comments tonight are simply ones of congratulation for council's support of the wonderful new library on Route 9, and particularly, of course, to your tenacious Mr. Street, and we're very grateful for this amazing new addition to the city and to the county, and it's certainly a ray of wonderful hope for that area.
Thank you, Mrs. Schultz. Is there any other comments from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is adjourned. The meeting is adjourned.